Hey, welcome to another episode of Roll or Die. We have for you
Yo.
today a very, very busy man. Recording this episode has taken us about three or four attempts, and even today he is still very busy, but we are cornering him and we are going to do this podcast with him. You may have seen this man around and about on all the competitions. He is everywhere. His name is Antonio Martins. He is our friend, and we are very pleased to bring him to you today. Thanks for joining us, Antonio.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome, brother. Hey, sometimes in your Antonio Quick Martins, man. What does the Quick mean? Is that like a middle name? Is that like a nickname? What is Quick?
That's my married name. I actually took my wife's name after
You're a
marriage.
champion, bro. I love you even more now. You took your wife's
Yeah,
name.
of course.
Wow, man, you're the
She took
best.
me all her life. So the
Oh,
least I could do is take her name.
That's a
Fantastic.
beautiful thing, man. Is that common? Is that a does everyone do this, or is this just an Antonio thing?
That's an Antonio thing. I don't
Yeah.
like to be like other people, as you know well.
I love
Very
that.
nice. As well as your wife, you have a son, is that right? How
Yeah,
old
I
is your
have
son?
twins.
Twins.
Woo!
Oh,
Yeah.
how old are they?
2 and 3 months. Three
Wow,
months,
that's
four,
a fun
five.
age. Very busy,
Yeah,
very busy.
it's amazing. It's very fun.
So one of the twins is two and the other twin is three. No, I'm joking. Yeah,
No.
two.
Just like it.
Oh man, that's so good. And like the first time I ever met you, bro, I was running a comp. I think it was the Arnold Classic. And I
Oh
think it was
man.
one of the first times I ever met you. And you like, we needed somebody and you just borrowed my gi. I don't even remember the full circumstances, but you borrowed
Oh
my gi.
man.
You jumped in, no prep, and just started grappling, man. And you went hard, man. It was awesome to watch, bro.
Oh man. That day was beautiful. That day I had a massive bender like from Thursday to Sunday, and then Sunday I came and I think we're joking about not enough black belt. And then you said, "Oh, why don't you fight?" I said, "Because I don't have a gi." And you're like, "Oh, here it is." I said, "Oh, now I need to fight." But it was nice. That was my first comp in Australia.
Man, that's awesome, bro. And you did real well, man. Considering that you were on a coming off a bender, man, it was great, man. You bring an
Man.
intensity. You bring an intensity when you compete, man, that I love to watch, man. It's cool.
Oh, we need to put the war.
Yeah, that's right, brother.
The main way that I know you, and maybe a lot of our listeners and viewers will know you, is through your involvement as a referee.
Yeah.
So, can we have a bit of a talk with you about the refereeing and your involvement with that?
Yes,
So,
of course.
there's been many changes made to the IBJJF rules recently. What's your thoughts around the IBJJF in general as an organization?
Oh my, I'm a bit biased to talk about IBJJF. I know there is a lot of love right in Australia with IBJJF, but my, just to start with, and I don't care, tell people to hate me if they want to. If like you guys are able to train jiu-jitsu, if I'm able to go overseas because of jiu-jitsu, it's because of IBJJF. If it wasn't by IBJJF, we still would have world championships at Tijuca Tennis Club. We flood the toilets with my no safety for the competitors. So I'm a big fan of all the work IBJJF does. I think they're working a lot to make a better show. You know what I mean? To make jiu-jitsu as entertaining as professional as possible. And I really agree with the changes that they've been made.
I love that. I think that people like what I observe in the jiu-jitsu community is it's very easy for people to jump on the bandwagon to be upset with the various organizations, be the AFBJJ, the IBJJF, even grappling industries as their own little, thing they've got. Everyone has hate for anyone, not everyone, there are groups of people within each sector who have hate for the way that different organization sets are being run, is what I've observed. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, oh man, 100%. There is a very bad culture. Like, one more time, please, guys, don't hate me, but there is a very bad culture into Australian sports in general. I can see on footy, rugby, cricket, there's no respect whatsoever on the comps. There's no respect towards the competitors. There's no respect towards the refs. You know what I mean? And unfortunately, that is something that happens a lot. Like, it's not 100%, but 7 years that I'm in Australia, I can tell there is a common culture, not just on martial arts, but sports in general, that people don't really validate the refs as they should be. The competitions, the athletes, you know what I mean? They don't see how important everyone is, and people just want to complain, but such is life.
I hear you.
If I could just jump in there on that, in a recent competition at the Pan Pacs, there was a pretty major complaint made by one of our teammates, actually, who had a match there. He's a blind competitor. Now, he was involved previously. He's done other IBJJF tournaments, and he's able to start with grips. In this particular comp, for some reason, he was told no grips. So from a safety point of view, that is quite an issue. Well, can you give us your thoughts on that, please?
Oh, I disagree with that. Like, I love Kardec's work. Mike was my personal friend. You know what I mean? Like, but I wish I could have this chat with him, but since we're here live, like, the thing is, the terms and conditions of the competitions are very clear. Right, before you sign for a comp, you sign a waiver which you describe yourself as a person that is healthy to engage in combat sports. Okay, so that's like, unfortunately, I understand that there is a very big sense of safety, but people are signing for that, you know what I mean? Like, wasn't the best attitude from the ref. I'm not saying that I agree, but at the same time, I can't attack the Federation. I can't attack IBJJF, because at the end of the day, when people sign a waiver and say that they're healthy to compete, they can't expect any kind of different treatment. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, said that, I was referee of Kadek many times, and I always put them to start having grips. But said that, that's not the golden standard, right? That's me going out of my powers to accommodate the situation. Yeah, but unfortunately, because of the waiver issue, there is no regulation for disabled athletes or for athletes with special health needs.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the way to say in English.
I think that like an organization is not necessarily to blame, you know, because how can we foresee all of the possible variations of what we need to account for in the future? Like, we don't know it until it happens. And then once it happens, I believe if we work as a community to work out a strategy that everybody is okay, or most people are okay with, then great.
Thank you.
But I don't believe...
That's my point of view.
Yeah, I don't think we need to get to a point where... I think we're jumping the gun as a community sometimes and getting upset rather than looking for resolution. And I think that getting upset with each other kind of gets in the way of the resolution sometimes. And like, it's a distraction almost. And we could get more focused on how do we solve this for the next comp. You know, let's get all refs agreeing on how we start with people who are a visual impairment.
It's very easy to resolve. Like yourself said, unfortunately, people focus too much on the problem. I'm not talking about Michael, because as a coach, I would be very upset if my kids or my kids or any student is on dire danger. Yeah, I'm saying that I'm defending the federation, but at the same time, myself, I attacked some refs for thinking that they're not doing the due diligence. You know what I mean? So I'm saying that even though I don't agree with the whole situation, I understand where people come from. But what I really can't understand is how much people, pardon my French, but how much people just shit stare. You know what I mean? Like, I went on the...
Oh no!
Your connection is not here. Can you hear us, Antonio? He stopped.
He's frozen. We've lost like, you. Fighting situation too. He's like ready to go. Boom. Up on we need him back.
Comes back.
We need he him.
Sometimes, yeah, they drop out and then they drop back in. He comes back because he was about to make a really important point.
The critical point.
And yeah, I mean,
do you agree, Kim? We're waiting for him to come back. Do you agree with that like the emotion that wells up in the community is a distraction, or do you think it's necessary?
Yeah, I can absolutely hear where he's coming from. And he's gone. Let's hope he jumps back in.
He should be
on this. But yeah, I do agree that yes, there is the waiver, and I suppose yeah, you are signing that to say that you are physically able to compete in this tournament by their rule set, and that rule set hasn't got that thing. And yes, there definitely is people that just seem to be wanting to negative, you know, shit everything.
Hey, sorry. Yeah.
All no good. Oh, okay. You're sorry, about to make phone, a really important point.
Sorry, my phone was overheating because of the sun and stuff. Oh. So I need to hold my phone far from the sun.
Where are you?
And keep the AC on.
You're in Melbourne, right? No, you're not in Melbourne.
How are you in Melbourne? That's not possible.
Nah, I'm in Geelong. I'm in Port Ellington.
The sun is stronger there. It must be stronger. Man.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, so my point is there is a lot of people shit stirring, you know what I mean? I saw a lot of people commenting, sharing, and like when I see it, I feel like, what the fuck you cunts talking about?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You guys don't even, sorry.
No, go for it, go for it.
That's the only English I know, you know.
No one under 40 listens to our show, man, so don't worry, man.
You know what I mean? So I'm like, well, what the hell are you guys talking about? You guys don't even compete. Like, most of the people that shared, they wasn't even there, so I'm really sorry. And it's funny that a lot of people talk a lot of nonsense about WGJF, and then they're losing on the first fight on Worlds No Gi and taking a lot of pictures. How nice the double standards.
Yeah, interesting, man.
Like I said, the solution is very simple, Why are we seeing a lot of changes on the rules? And get your pen and paper, young fellas, and you guys that are watching, take notes. There is an email that is rules@ibjjf.com. Yeah. And all you guys need to do, if you're unhappy, don't go to Facebook because honestly, no one cares. Don't go to Instagram unless you're just looking for some self-validation. If that's the point, be my guest. But if you really want to change rules@ibjjf, send your feedback. And I can guarantee to you that in less than 48 hours, they're going to get back to you. You know what I mean? And that's why we're seeing so many changes, because people report things that happens at the competitions and they look into it and they make the necessary changes, like Kadek case. What we could do, we could get Kadek, we could get Clinton, we could get a lot of active competitors that have some kind of impairment or disability. I hope I'm not being rude putting in this way.
Mm-hmm.
You get these guys, you get their statement, you get their feedback of how they would be safer and cut by the competition, you know what I mean? Other than attacking the federation.
Yeah, that's very constructive. I like that. And I think actually that is the thing. Like, what we can do as a community is we can say, well, have you voiced this to the IBJJF as a request yet, for example? You know, have you sent them an email explaining this in a way that is constructive? And if they say, yes, we have, Then great.
Is it the Gigi-san Denai Mayo, or you guys are Mike Zuckerberg that you're gonna put something on Facebook and everyone gonna look?
Yeah.
Another hot topic, Antonio, on the same sort of vein, is PEDs, performance enhancing drugs. So ADCC, they don't test. And even the IBJJ have done away with testing. What are your thoughts on that?
You're obviously
my body, my rules.
You're definitely taking them, I can tell, because you're a beast, man.
Oh, because I'm very fat, yeah? Man, I think people need to look after their, like, sorry, one more time, that's a Brazilian saying. Cada que olhe para sua própria bunda. What means is people should look up their own asses, you know what I mean? And not worry about other people's asses. Mine. Well, what's the difference between PED and hormone replacement?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me? I don't know the difference. It's the same thing, yeah? So let's say that we have a guy that's 40 years old. He works a lot, but he wants to keep active. His test is going down. He's depressive. Is he not allowed to use testosterone, growth hormone, whatever he needs to use in order to function properly? And why would be that cheering? Like, why someone that training a lot is not allowed to fucking look after their own body? That's my personal opinion. And so funny to see that people that actually advocate against the fucking PEDs, they oscillate a lot between weights. They're like 7'7", and the other competition they are 8'8", and the other competition they are 9'9". It's so fucking funny, you know what I mean? Double standards are like everywhere. How much hypocrisy?
I think that the main argument against PEDs is that they give an unfair advantage to the people that aren't taking them, against the people that are taking them, I should say. So you don't agree?
No, of course not. That's like I said, I'm no one, yeah. I'm no Mark Zuckerberg. I'm no Anthony Albanese. I'm Anthony Martins. But anyway, my 2 cents on the matter is, who's gonna pay the price at the end of the day? Who is complaining or who is using? So, like I said, it's very funny that people advocate for some kind of human rights, and people should have control over their own bodies and no body shaming. And at the same time, people advocate against looking after their health and look after their body. Yeah. Like, what's the difference of having, let's say, my 0.2 of test and supplementing with Tonkat Ali, Ginkgo Biloba, and the things that naturally boost your test. You're boosting your test regardless. So what's the difference between synthetic and natural?
Yeah.
And one more very nice question. Do you guys really believe that the Olympic athletes, they all clean? Do you really believe that Zayn Bolt, he's clean? Yeah, he was like skinny as fuck. And after 22 years old, he stretched, he got fit. Come on, man. The way I see is there is people that invest a lot of money on masking the markers. You know what I mean? Because it's just science. You can't really gauge if people are doping with growth hormone, what exists on markers. You know what I mean? On the medicine. So when they have the test, the market is gonna jump in. That's why there is a lot of studies and people that have their own pharmaceutical and chemist teams, but that's a topic for another day. But to cut a long story short, I think people should be able to decide how they do their own training, how they manage their own body. I don't see it as cheating, I just see it as another tool to improve your training life expectancy.
Absolutely, man. The community is always going to be divided about everything. Like that's where I'm at. Yeah, you might remember I did a survey about belt washing not that long ago. That did not go well for me. But the thing is, I got at that moment, like everybody thought who was trolling me at the start was talking to me like everybody but me didn't wash their belt, right? Everybody but me washed their belt. But now it turns out like over 30% of the community never washed their belt. And this is the thing, like both people on both sides of that argument are super polarized. Like it was the wrong survey to do in a lot of ways.
Nah, that wasn't the wrong survey. That probably was the wrong public, because there is no wrong answer. I think the most right answer will be you do whatever you want with your belt.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Brother.
So my body, my rules, my belt, my rules, my money, my rules. Did you pay for my belt? Did you train to get my belt? So peace off.
Yeah.
Now, changing tracks here, Antonio, we always ask our guests, how did you start jiu-jitsu? How did you discover it? And also on that, what brought you to Australia? How did you get here?
Oh, so I used it to train kickboxing. Started with 10 years old, but I was dreadful. I was horrible at it. Yeah. So, but I never gave up. I kept pushing. I kept getting bashed every day. And my first coach, he started coaching BJJ at the kickboxing gym because they had some MMA fighters. So I had that bit of cross training and I just fell in love with jiu-jitsu. It's just much more my style, and it's just more of a brain thing other than, you know what I mean, striking.
Mm-hmm.
I have the ultimate respect for striking, but I just love jiu-jitsu too much. You know what I mean? And you all understand.
Oh, yeah. Exactly the same for me.
And then what brought you to Australia? How did you get here?
So I went to Russia first. Wow. I worked 1 year at Russia. I coached the FBS, the Federal Bureau of Service. Huh. I worked for Alliance in Moscow. And then I went to Kazakhstan for 6 months. I worked for the government in there, coaching the Kazakhstan national team. And I had a mate in Australia that was inviting me to come over for years. And then they gave me the opportunity of taking my holiday somewhere, supported by my employers in Kazakhstan. So I said, oh, if you guys paying, I want to go to Australia.
Amazing.
And then I came and never left. Fell in love.
Straight to Melbourne, or did you go somewhere else first?
Oh, man, straight to paradise, straight to Melbourne.
Yeah.
Not seventh paradise, the real paradise.
Nah.
Man, those guys in Kazakh would be like, damn it, we shouldn't have sent that guy to Melbourne.
Man, that was exactly right. They were not very happy. They are not very happy. Oh, anyway, such is life.
So you came here on a holiday and you never went back.
Correct. Right. Fell in love with the country, and it's just very similar to Brazil. It's like Rio, but safe.
Yeah.
That someone else mentioned that, didn't they, Anton?
Yeah, absolutely. That? Someone up in Queensland. Yeah, I can't remember. We're having a lot of Brazilians on the show lately, which is really cool. Yeah. So you don't love the culture of Australia, and that's totally fine. But like.
No. I love the culture.
Some
don't
elements
make me wrong.
Of the jiu-jitsu.
The sporting culture. Sorry, you don't love the sporting culture.
No. I love the sporting culture. I don't like the lack of respect to the officials on the sport.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Like when my son plays basketball, they literally have signs up saying, please, referees are quitting. They don't want to referee basketball. Can you please treat the referees with respect? So it is not just in jiu-jitsu. It's all across these kind
on footy. There is a Brazilian playing on footy that his nickname was Monkey.
Oh, wow. That's a bit wrong.
So,
wow.
Anyway.
What were you coaching in Russia, man? What were you coaching?
BJJ.
Ah, sick. So were you already a black belt in Russia? Or?
Yeah. I got my black belt in 2015.
Cool. Awesome, man.
And you've been here since 2017?
17, yes. 17.
Wow, fantastic. Awesome. All right, we're nearly out of time. I know you're a very busy man. We said we'd do a very quick one. Do you have any final words, anything to wrap up, any words of wisdom?
Oh, yeah. That. I hope it reaches a lot of people. Please, guys, make sure you get updated with the rules. Yeah, make sure you guys understand the rules, try to make the AFBJJ gonna start to run a course, hopefully once a year. Let's hope that that's what they said on the email, so let's hope on that. Myself, I'll be organizing some seminars along 2024. Yeah, so in case AFBJJ doesn't go through, or in case anyone can't go with them, make sure to contact me and I'll try to help you guys out. But it's very important. Like, we're growing jiu-jitsu in Australia a lot. Like, we have a lot of Australians doing really good. We had the Kidzak win World Nogi. We had the Dell smashing everything and just finished the year with a second place on the World Nogi. We have the competitions getting bigger and bigger. We just had grappling industries with 700 people. But we need you guys to if you guys want to be professional, you guys, I mean, the community, yeah? Not you and Anton, because I consider you both very professional, by the way. But if the community want to see professionalism, be the change you want to see.
Yeah?
Before guys go complaining about the comps, about the ref, what about you guys do a rules seminar? What about you guys download the IBJJF rules book? What about you guys go to the Savage website and get the rules? Go to the Grappling Industries website and get the rules? What about you guys get a bit more involved? I'm one of the biggest advocates to have new refs. So anyone that wants to ref, please contact me on Instagram, Facebook, or whatever, and I'm going to be happy to hook you guys up, to shadow you if you need to get some more experience.
Oh, no.
Please, guys, try to add something.
You're back. We lost you for a second.
Fantastic. All right.
We will
have this episode out for you early in the new year, Antonio. Thank you so much for your time. We know you're a super busy man. Mm-hmm. And
legends. Thanks for having me.
Awesome, man.
Sorry about the swearing.
No, it's good. I hope you find a new gym or set up a gym or do whatever you do, because, you know, we understand you don't have a gym right now. You're just floating around out there kicking people's asses, man. So, you know.
You legends.
Yeah.
Thanks, brother, for having me. Take care, man. Take it easy. Happy New Year.
Cheers, brother.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.